The nonprofit partnership was born to support education and good health. The pool is the centerpiece of a state-of-the-art indoor aquatic center.
My family's always been interested in kids, and we had this 46-acre track. Richmond Kicker Soccer Club did, and we had room for 7 soccer fields, but there was also extra room. And turned out the group of swimmers, the people from Poseidon, had been looking for an aquatic center and said, why don't we go together and do this, have what we call the Kickstart campaign, where we would actually raise money for soccer and also for swimming. And so we combined because we're both interested in teaching kids values and life skills.
Bobby Ucrop.
The result is, and our vision is, to have every second grader in the Richmond area know how to swim by the year 2020. And that will drive improved health in this region. There are a huge number of benefits to society by having facilities like this one.
Sports backers, Richmond Kickers Youth Soccer Club, Collegiate, and Trinity Episcopal High School, as well as the Poseidon Swimming Club, are all involved. Ucrop sees the Grapp Complex as an example that could be duplicated.
This facility hopefully will spawn demand for other areas of the community and other organizations to enlarge their facilities or build new facilities. The YMCA continues to build, and we work very closely with the YMCA. So there's plenty of water around, but there's no facility to the caliber of this. This will probably be the only for the next 20 years.
The mission for Grapp is fourfold: water safety, health, fitness, sports, tourism, and competitive swimming. And each pillar is as important as the next.
Adam Kennedy is the executive director of the complex.
The water safety piece, the YMCA has been doing this for a lot of years, and so they've been able to get to about 40 schools in the metropolitan area, that they have a 7-week curriculum that once a week the kids get bussed over during the school day and they get a 45-minute swim lesson and they're back to school. We want to take that forward. We want to be the catalyst, get to all 120 schools in Henrico, City of Richmond, and Chesterfield. And so we started with 5 schools, and we think we can get to about 20 schools in this facility. But then we want to be the driver, whether that be economically, whether that be politically, to get all the other pools in our region to take care of the schools that are near them.
Kennedy said the place was designed for everybody, from 2 to 102.
There's 3 pools in here. There's a main 50-meter pool that's a competition space. There's an instructional pool that's a teaching space, and water aerobics and classes and you name it. And then we have this therapy pool, which is really neat, that has underwater treadmills, and it's built for all kinds of reasons, whether it be rehabilitation, whether it be osteoporosis, arthritis, obesity.
Athletes, especially triathlon runners, are using it as well.
We think we can make a big dent in how people stay fit as part of the active RVA movement.
Sports tourism and competitive swimming, Kennedy said, are linked.
We have teams that are here from southern North Carolina up to northern Maryland for this weekend. And we'll host meets here up to full zonal competitions that take care of the whole East Coast. We'll have people coming from Maine in August for the USA Swimming Zone meet this year. Based on pro forma models and other facilities like ours, we'll have 400,000 people a year that come through these doors.
Outside, there are already 17 soccer fields on the property and room to add even more. John Ogle, WCVE News.